You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with the local newscast. After months of consideration, the Teton County Board of Commissioners approved a proposal on November 1st to convert 57 units to apartments in Legacy Lodge, a former assisted living facility in Rafter J.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-1.
Commissioner Mark Newcomb was the only one to vote against the permit. He said he would prefer that the building return to providing assisted living. Rather than housing seniors, the board decided that at least half the units will be turned into apartments for critical service workers, like teachers or local medical providers. Chair Natalia Macker says this doesn't diminish the need for senior living and spoke to the challenge of prioritizing certain workers.
We are placing value on certain jobs and certain individuals that may occupy those jobs, but at the end of the day, all humans are valuable.
Despite the vote, workers won't be able to move in anytime soon. Rafter J property owners are suing the county to prevent the new apartment development, and legal proceedings are ongoing. Additionally, 65% of Rafter J homeowners will need to support the development for it to move forward. New reports show that the Republican candidate for House District 23, Paul Vogelheim, is vastly outraising all other candidates running for legislative offices in left-leaning Teton County. Vogelheim's filings to the state show that he has raised over $90,000. His competitor, Democrat Liz Storer, raised about $43,000. Andrew Byron, the Republican candidate for House District 22, trailed closely behind Storer in funding. He's raised about $40,000 in donations. Byron, Vogelheim, and the other county Republicans saw an influx of cash from the Teton County GOP, which contributed $15,000 to each campaign. The Teton County Democratic Party didn't contribute to individual campaigns. More information is publicly available at wycampaignfinance.gov. This weekend, a new exhibit on wolves will open at the National Museum of Wildlife Art in Jackson. It'll feature photos from National Geographic explorer and conservation photographer Ronan Donovan, who's documented wolves in Yellowstone and the Canadian Arctic since 2014. Over the years, Donovan has seen the playful side of the iconic canids.
You know, I've woken up many times in my tent after working a long day to wolves plucking on the guy lines of the tent just because it's fun.
Still, Donovan says that wolves, like the ones in Yellowstone, are generally scared of people. He pushes back on the culture of fear surrounding the species.
When you start to unravel kind of the myth and reality surrounding wolves and the curiosity that people have, but also the fear or hatred or anger, you realize that wolves become this entry point to talk about wider issues surrounding the human relationship to wild animals.
Museum goers can get a sneak peek of the exhibit at various events on Friday, November 4th, before the show officially opens this weekend. Also, on Sunday at 10 a.m., Donovan will moderate a panel with experts on the human-wolf relationship in the Yellowstone ecosystem. More information is available at wildlifeart.org. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.